Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's an Indian trying to fluff his numbers. Apparently Indian men have the longest average schlong size in Asia. And he says no wonder Kangula women from Bangladesh went across into India, because the men are bigger. Leave it to the Jeets to think with their little head. But I was curious to know which men had the longest ones. And it's true that African men have massive monsters, with Congo with an average of 7 inches. But men from Ecuador, for some reason, are almost as massive. Up next, Zelensky rejects another peace deal. He's ending his own men for a stalemate war that'll eventually tip in Russia's favor. The Russians now appear to have mastered drone warfare and have started taking more territory. But I don't think he cares about his people. I think growing his wealth has been far more important. I'm part Ukrainian from the Mariupol region, and I even concede that more people in eastern Ukraine are Russians and want to join Russia, so let them. Number three, this guy says he knew a woman that would set up speed dating events in New York, and the men wouldn't show up at her events even when she gave them free tickets. She eventually had to shut down her business. What's the lesson here? That events like this are often full of fat, ugly, and entitled women, and no men want them. Not exactly the type of woman that a man wants. You know that a woman is bad if she can't find a man other than going to a dumb event. Moving on, here's one of those fat, ugly, and unentitled women wondering why no man wants her. Leslie Jones is a rich actress and comedian and wonders why she's still single. Not to mention she looks bitter and angry too, as well as masculine. She also mentions she can fight. That's a good quality that'll be helpful walking alone in most big American cities at night. What does she bring to the table though? Looks to me like she ate the table and then got upset because Walmart didn't have a replacement. Number 5, Neri is upset because her man snuck a DNA test on her and found out that the baby is not his, and now she's upset. This is why America needs to implement mandatory DNA tests at birth the way that El Salvador just did. Remember guys that it's usually 1 in 4 men that have been cucked. The biggest question I have of all of this is why did I have to spend a couple of minutes translating this from section 8 to English? Why did she have to speak Ebonics at its finest? Up next, recently J.D. Vance said that Canada is responsible for Canada's problems, and not Donald Trump. I agree. And what did Canadians do? We voted to keep the Liberal Party of Canada in because it blames its problems on Trump. There looks like a little bit of hope though recently. We're finally going to get a pipeline from Alberta to the Pacific Ocean, so we can finally sell our oil to Asia. Asian countries will pay more than the United States, so the US will either have to find a new source of heavy oil or pay more for it. Number 7, this woman says she loves her boyfriend but doesn't want to sleep with him more than once a month. Meanwhile, she's seeing another guy on the side and doesn't mind having sex with him every day. Remember guys, if she doesn't want to have sex with you at least a few times a week, then leave. Unfortunately for many simps these days, getting it once a month is better than not getting it at all. So they stay and suffer. If I was in that position, I'd rather have none. Moving on, here's a real sad series of pictures. I feel bad for that kid. Wait until they find the video that picture on the bottom is from. Not to mention all the teasing at school. That kid'll also lose all respect for his father and see their mother as a whore. The only hope is some homeschooling or a school for kids that all have mothers that make corn or have OF counts. Then they could compare and see which one of their mothers had the best scenes. Number 9, here's how lucky this guy is. All 5 of his lotto numbers were only 1 number away. If you win the lotto before you're ready, it can wreck your life. In high school, I got all the right numbers, but they were in the following week's draw. I've had the equivalent of a lotto win with Bitcoin, and in 3 years if things continue like this, I'll have true FU money. If I had gotten that while I was younger, I would have gotten married and wrecked my life. I didn't need the money before now. Now I need it to help me avoid suffering. Up next, this guy says that without Islam, there would be no Christianity, no Judaism, and no religion at all. Someone obviously doesn't mention to him that Christianity and Judaism predate Islam. Most of us don't even need community notes to know that Islam came much later. With no Islam, there would be no jihad or crusades. I think that Islam was useful during its golden age, but after the empire crumbled, it became a shell of its former glory. Number 11, the spread of Islam happened through conquest, while the spread of Christianity happened through choice and free will by the people. One uses force and the other one uses choice. And here we have the guy the vampire Dracula is based off of, and he held back the Muslim hordes from Europe all by himself. Unfortunately for him, in the end, the Turkish Sultan ended up putting his head on a spike. and according to history, the Sultan played basketball with it too. Moving on, Valerie is upset because she says that a man being grossed out by her schwing schwing is transphobic, because he found her attractive seconds before finding her unattractive. There are no chicks with penises, just men with boobs. Even the people who are transphobes aren't afraid of the fact that they're trans. They're probably more afraid of their lack of mental health. If your woman has testes, then odds are that she's a lefty. Number 13, officials are investigating a link between Ozempic and an eye-rotting disease making people go blind suddenly. They tell people to watch what they eat. Well, if they take Ozempic and this happens, they can now, can they? Then again, it might be diabetes-related because most of the people on the medication are diabetic, and that comes with eye issues and blindness. But a Canadian study found a direct link between Ozempic and macular degeneration. So I guess it is true. Up next, the woman calling a 5-year-old child the N-word after he was going through her son's knapsack and stealing things is now going to trial. What about the First Amendment and freedom of speech? This isn't even a crime. But the wokesters need to set an example and take the $500,000 in donations that she got. We live in a 2-tier justice system now. One for black folks and one for white folks. A black rapist in Rochester only got 180 days for a crime, while Shiloh here faces 270 days for simply using the N-word. She should take this to the Supreme Court. Number 15, here's a picture of a guy with his wife, and then another picture after she left him. Looks like she played the reverse Uno card, and isn't it wonderful seeing women break into male-dominated fields? She gave him 2 Africans, went out for Popeyes, and never came home. Looks like for once it was a male white simp that paid the toll instead of a white female one. At least the outcomes for those kids are greatly improved now that the mother is out of the picture. Moving on, for one, his sons, if raised by him, are a lot less likely to end up like one of these blonde women and end up in jail or worse, receiving capital punishment. Looks like these wonderful guys all seem to have a thing for ending blondes. They also look like the whitest of white women. On top of that, they're released felons and they have the mugshots to prove it. I'm going to say this again for the 10th time. The government can't afford to house all the criminals anymore, so they're just letting them out. Number 17, here's a story about a dead bedroom situation. But plot twist, it's the guy that only had sex with her 15 times during the many years they've been together. She's not going to cheat on him and instead wants to take some meds to control her sex drive. Hey lady, there's a good chance he's gay or maybe even abused as a child. And that's probably why he closes up about it. I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one getting hot beef injected into him elsewhere. Up next, someone says that real Italians are the ones in New York State, Jersey, and South America, while the Italians in Italy are just delusional cosplayers. That happens to a lot of immigrant communities. They leave the motherland and continue the customs and tradition, while back home everyone modernizes and becomes Western. Also, especially the Germans. South America might one day be the new Europe. Number 19, Toronto is renaming Dundas Station to TMU, or Toronto Metropolitan University Station. And it's costing $800,000 to change all their signage. TMU used to be called Ryerson, and I used to go there, and now all the names I remember are being erased one by one because of political correctness. Ironically, Dundas was the former British politician who ended the transatlantic slave trade. By erasing him from history, maybe lefties are saying they wish that the slave trade could return. Moving on, if you could delete one country in the world, which one would it be? For me, it would be a country that starts with a letter I. And no, it's not Italy or the land of the tiny hats. Everyone knows that the right answer is India. I guess I'm being punished for saying that because now the song is constantly playing in my mind. For some reason besides India, a lot of people would want to get rid of France and Russia. For some reason. Why do you think that is? Number 21, this woman in Bryan County shuckled a man's schwing schwing. And by the looks of the mugshot, she really enjoyed it. Can someone send me the contact information for this woman? I'm asking for a friend. There has to be an army of simps out there that are convinced they can fix her. Unfortunately, this story was too good to be true. It was fabricated back in 2019. Who would make up such a wonderful story? And why? Up next, leftoids believe that society will collapse from climate change in 20 years. But instead of planning for it, instead they live in big cities, do artistic or white-collar work, and have no practical skills. Some people would argue that they're the most vulnerable and therefore are most concerned about the collapse. But it's just communism in disguise. If they really believed it, they would live in the country and build a bunker and grow their own food. But they won't. Number 23, the AfD party in Germany wants a baby premium only for German citizens in the country, with 2,000 euros being handed for babies. The left is calling it racism, but it's not, because anyone can technically be a citizen. They're just pissed off that there's no money for migrant baby and refugee babies. This is a good start, though. Now they just need to deport the migrants and take away their welfare money, as well as deport the criminals and ban people from praying in the streets. Moving on, this woman says the night walks are great, but it's a shame that she can't do them anymore because men are out there trying to end her. What type of men? And where are they from? She could go for a nice night walk in many Eastern European countries, and no one would hurt her. She must be somewhere in the West full of enrichment. This man says the night walks are great, but it's a shame that women love voting to import violent criminals from the third world, though. Number 25 on the last one, a guy's on the way to the gym and he notices this couple on the way there. But why is she with them? Maybe it's because of his sexy spare tire or parachute pants. Maybe he's her landlord and he's collecting her monthly rent right now. Then again, maybe they aren't together and just got engaged, and this is going to be one of those images from their engagement photo shoots. Notice that he's also been spending more time working on his beer belly. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.